Police have attacked people protesting against corporate greed and corruption near Wall Street in New York. Reports say police have arrested at least five people. Protesters want President Barack Obama to establish a commission tasked with ending the influence of corporate money in American politics. Senior U.S. lawmakers say a new budget stalemate over relief funding could lead to a government shutdown. Republican House Majority Leader Eric Cantor has accused the Senate leadership of causing the stalemate. The Senate has approved nearly $7 billion in funding for disaster relief. Iran is launching an international campaign to raise awareness about the assassination of its scientists. At a gathering in Vienna, Iranian ambassador to the IAEA, Ali Asghar Soltaniyeh, said the killings must be investigated with the help of international institutions. The event was attended by family members of slain Iranian scientists. Afghanistan's former president Burhanuddin Rabbani has been assassinated by the Taliban. Officials say he was killed in a bomb attack that hit his house in the capital, Kabul. Rabbani was the chairman of Afghanistan's Peace Council. He served as president of the government before the Taliban. U.S. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says the Pentagon will send more troops to Libya. His comments come despite U.S. President Barack Obama's declared policy of no boots on the ground at the beginning of NATO's military operations back in March. In Spain, tens of thousands of striking teachers, students, and parents have slammed cuts in education spending. Protesters in the capital, Madrid, slammed a government plan that will force teachers to work an extra 2 hours a week. The government has announced an 80 million euro reduction in the education budget. Greek protesters have once again taken to the streets of the capital, Athens, as the country braces for another round of austerity measures. The government is promising a deeper spending cuts. Greece is trying to convince international leaders, lenders rather, to give it more money before it runs out of cash next month. And in China, torrential rains have ravaged many parts of Sichuan in the southwest of the country. Local traffic and communications have been cut due to heavy floods. More than 7,000 people have been transferred to safety and resettlement centers in relatively higher terrain.